Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, got over to 508. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New Zealand is home to the world's only flightless parrot, and it's been determined that they are successfully staving off crusty bum disease thanks to antibiotics.
I did read that because it's called crusty bum disease.
Right? Like, you have to look into it.
I mean, but it explains the situation. Some of their digestive tract goes down to the cloaca.
Right.
It gets
crusty.
They
can't fly.
So they're like, crusty bum disease.
Crusty bum disease.
God, man.
Which
crusty?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I'm glad we don't do that for human diseases.
I wish we would.
What you called it herpes earlier, Miles, as opposed to I don't know, dotty penis.
Sure, but at least now we know what it is.
No, you know the symptoms.
Crusty
butt just says the symptoms. That's not the actual issue, right?
I think a bidet can clear all this up.
There you go.
Little birdie bidets.
A new method of delivering oxygen to the bodies of people with breathing issues has just cleared human safety trials.
Is this through the butt?
Yes. Butt breathing.
Yeah.
They basically put oxygen into a liquid and then insert it, and that's how they're delivering oxygen.
Well, they were inspired by the animal kingdom. Yep. And certain turtles can breathe out of their butt.
Oh, that's right.
And then the axolotl, I believe it's like some kind of salamander, whatever.
Yeah, the axolotl.
They realized that it could breathe out of its butt, so they're like, well, why can't we do it?
Because those are reptiles.
But they have figured out a way to help us breathe through our anuses. Hey, look, man.
I mean, if
you
we can
need
drink,
to catch a breath, do you care?
If we can drink through there, we can breathe through there.
I'd be pissed if I had a colostomy bag and I'm breathing through my butt. Like, I could breathe out of my butt, I just can't poop through it.
That's like, a good point.
I mean, in theory, could you breathe out of it if you were sitting?
I mean...
Why are you sitting like that, Ted? I'm breathing out of my butt, man.
Well, I'm just thinking about if you're on a flight. Like, do you just stand the whole time? There's no place to lay down.
Do you just put your head on the seat?
Do you have to sit like A.C. Slater and sit in every chair backwards so your butt kind of hangs off?
Right? I guess you'd have to have, like, a doctor's note to explain to the flight crew, like, hey, man.
Hey.
I breathe out of my butt, and I know that's weird, but before you laugh, I need certain accommodations, you know?
Well, they're going to go with pure oxygen on the next test run.
Are they?
It's like 100 different people are going to go there and try it that way.
I wouldn't do that.
Just drag around an oxygen tank?
No, they're just putting the more oxygen in the liquid that they put up in the... basically, you have to hold that.
Yeah.
So it's like getting an enema that you need to hold, which is pretty difficult if you've ever had an enema.
I want to see the guys playing football. You know, the guy just puts it down his pants like, oh, he's one of those.
Hang on, man.
Terry Johnson breathing out of his ass.
Just had a big run. He's getting some oxygen.
Or in the cold games, like in Green Bay, just seeing all the vapors shoot out of his butt. Everyone else is coming out of their
helmet. Everybody's down on the line. It's just coming out of the
back. One dude.
I hope it's a middle linebacker, just in a two-point stance.
I would hope it's the center.
Right? It's just...
blowing off some
It
steam.
Is funny. That looks so cool when you see it, but you know that's miserable for
that
those guys.
That means that is so freaking cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's coming off, the dragon breath coming off all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. A new study found that AI eats leisure time and makes employees work more. Probably because it's a little bit more involved than we give it credit for.
Yeah.
Like the prompts that you have to put in, the thinking that you actually have to do, you do have to be creative in order to do something with it.
It essentially is the answer to the equation that you just spent 20 minutes writing on the chalkboard.
Correct.
Right? And he goes, oh, here's what you're looking for, which is very convenient.
Right.
But it's not really doing the work for you.
Right. Look, calculators made calculating math easy. However, you still need to come up with the problem
and
punch in the equation. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day.
What percentage are you giving us?
99%, because I can't give you 100 anymore. It's an F word, and it is a verb. Okay. But it means to play and move about happily.
Frolic.
There you go.
Frolicking. Well,
frolic. Yeah. It was frolic, just in the singular.
Does anyone use the word frolic for real? Like, you read it.
Somebody used it on me this summer, and it was not nice.
When you're in the water.
Right, you look scared, and you were frolicking in the water.
Yeah, it says you're, like, dainty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, just how I operate, I don't know that I could ever use the word frolic seriously.
No, it'd have to be ironic when I'm saying.
Yes.
Or you're making fun of someone.
Right.
Like
if you go to the Tulip Festival and you skip between the rows.
That's pretty much the only spot.
That's frolicking, right?
Right.
But it's got to be like that kind of environment.
Correct. It has to be truly whimsical.
It still doesn't seem very manly.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
Men don't frolic.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I like to frolic.
I like to frolic inside of the flowers.
Right.
What a frolic like one of your French ladies.
I breathe from my anus so I can smell the flowers as I frolic through them.
There's a cancer vaccine that's showing some real promise against aggressive tumors of mice.
Okay.
Again, mice get all the luck.
I do.
They do.
Except when they don't.
Get all the luck.
Mice are going to be cancer-free very soon.
Mice have got it made.
Yeah,
dude.
They really do.
I can drink booze.
They just
got to
worry
cigarettes.
About that indoor-outdoor cat.
Yeah.
That's it. It's their biggest enemy right now.
They can wear all the lipsticks and makeups in the world. They're cured of any disease.
It would be wild to see, like, Super Mouse show up. And it's like, nothing can hurt him. Except, again, that indoor-outdoor cat.
Yeah, that cat will take his eyes
I'm
out.
Going to kill the cat.
And it takes 2 days, and somehow the cat's already gotten him. You're like, you got to be kidding me.
I failed.
We put him in radiation. He was fine. Right. But the damn cat got him.
It is kind of ironic. We cured your cat. Oh, the cat got him. Never.
There's no cure for this.
It's been confirmed that for the next 60 years or so, the Earth will be sporting an additional quasi-moon.
I heard that, yeah.
Well, they say it's like 38 meters across.
Something like that. It's much smaller than Luna.
Why bring it up?
Right.
If I can't see it with the naked eye, who cares?
Well, bring it up.
They've got some measurement for what a moon is, but they said it's the size of a 16-story building.
Right, it's a quasi-moon.
Yeah, if you are stuck in the gravitational pull of a planet, you are its moon.
Right.
Right? So, just by definition, it's a moon, but I'm like, I mean, you're kind of a moon.
It's kind of
Pluto's got a moon that's the size of Pluto.
Pluto, yeah.
It's like the Foster moon.
And you're only here for a little while.
Right, like less than a year, and we're going to, you know, we're not going to get to know you that well.
We're not even going to name you.
Right.
I'm sure they have.
I wouldn't say Foster moon. I'd say more of the rebound moon.
There you go, the rebound moon.
You know, you're like, ah.
You know why you're here.
He's not going to last. Everybody likes him. For a change, he's not dating an idiot, but it's the rebound moon.
Man, not going to be here long, dude.
Yeah. God damn it, man. Tim was a good dude.
He was good, man.
Yeah.
He's clearly on his way to the friend zone, though.
Or, right.
He's going to get locked down here in a second.
Yeah. That's what we call interstellar space. Oh, you're in the friend zone. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I've been that guy. You can look at all her exes, and it's just like, yeah.
Okay, for the record, I would have no problem being a rebound guy. Like, if that were just my job, right? What do you do for a living? I'm the rebound guy. Look, for whatever reason, man, I'll just never be in a long-term relationship. But, hey, when you break up, we're going to have sex.
Yeah. I'll give you 2 or 3 weeks, man. You figure your crap out and move on.
There's some famous surfer, and he was kind of famous for this.
But just being a rebound guy?
Where, like, A-list women, like, when they broke up for some reason, they'd go date him for a few months.
Pete Davidson.
Well,
that's
Pete
not
Davidson
a bad call.
Is that Kelly Slater?
I don't want to throw out the guy. It's either Slater.
Laird Hamilton?
Or Laird. It's one of the. You know what? It's got to be Slater, because I think Hamilton's married to an old volleyball player or something that's super hot and used to be on MTV. I know
you think.
I think.
You think, yeah.
Don't know her name.
I can tell you were struggling for that.
That one broad, she was out there playing the volleyballs.
No, but that'd be a great gig.
Right, and somebody asked about it. He's like, yeah, I don't plan on it.
Gabrielle Sabatini.
That might be who it is.
Yeah, tennis player.
Might be.
Can we call it Quasi-Muno?
Yeah, there you go. Now I care about it.
There you go.
Gave it a great name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A woman hit a man with her car, but you won't believe what she's blaming the crash on, Miles.
What was she blaming the crash on?
Oh, about at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified man from Usak, Turkey. I don't know if I said that right, but whatever. Anyway, he just completed a divorce from his wife, but a court, it ruled that he had to pay his now ex-wife additional financial compensation. You see, spouses come up with nicknames for each other, some more endearing than others, but rarely do these end up as the reason for a divorce? Now, exceptions do occur, and that was the case with a couple in question. Basically, it all started because of how our honoree had his wife's name saved in his phone. I'm curious to know, Mike, do you have your wife saved in your phone by any name other than her name?
Yes.
Is it bad?
No.
What is?
It's just it's our
lady
it's,
of the night.
No, damn it! No, it's our pet name that we use.
Okay.
Does she have your pet name in her phone?
Yes, pretty sure.
Okay. What is your pet name?
I'm not gonna say.
Is it embarrassing or is it fun?
I mean, it's cutesy. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
It's Red Rocket.
Yeah.
Pink Putty.
Tush Push.
Pink Putty.
Tush Push.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, this guy, he saved his wife's name under my wife is La Diabla, by the way, as okay. In the devil, but she knows, and I'm not wrong. But the wife claimed that the nickname was degrading and damaging and that it absolutely ruined her marital relationship. Now, the court agreed, ordered him to pay an additional compensation. So, let this be a lesson to husbands everywhere. Do not label your wife as, quote, chubby on your phone.
Chubs.
Come on. He didn't put her in there, like, when they got divorced. Like, that is how he had his wife and his phone, just chubby. And that is
you got to change that at some point.
Chubs.
Chubby. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
Chubby.
It's a chubby.
Over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.